summer movie blockbuster season is in full swing. And while The Movie Hangover Part 2 debuted in theaters Memorial Day weekend, a copyright infringement lawsuit involving Mike Tyson's tattoo sought to prevent the release of this movie. The lawsuit brought by Mr. Victor Whitmill, the tattoo artist who designed Mike Tyson's distinctive facial tattoo, claims that Whitmill is entitled to control the use of that tattoo. The copyrightability of tattoos is a novel issue. Warner Brothers argues that tattoos should be outside the purview of copyrightable material. The U.S. Copyright Act of 1976 recognizes protection for pictorial, graphic, and sculptural works. For something to be copyrighted, it must have two elements. First, it must be an original expressive work, and second, it must be expressed, in other words, fixed, on a material substrate. Warner Brothers argues that human flesh is not an appropriate medium of expression to satisfy the fixation element for copyrightability. If a copyright in the tattoo was granted to Whitmill, then he could own rights in an image inscribed into Mike Tyson's flesh. As such, he could potentially prevent Mike Tyson from removing the tattoo or force the removal of any future tattoos obtained by Tyson that obscure or alter the original tattoo due to a copyright owner's right to prepare derivative works. Or he could prevent Mike Tyson from appearing in magazines since any picture of Mike Tyson's face violates the copyright owner's display rights. In essence, the rights possessed by the tattoo copyright owner could then interfere with the free will of the tattooed person wanting to make his own decisions. The issue of copyrightability of tattoos might come out differently if the tattoo artist first creates the tattoo design on paper before applying it to a person's flesh. Paper is an appropriate medium of expression for copyrightability. Although Whitmill drew Tyson's tattoo freehand, most tattoo artists first draw their intended tattoos on paper before applying them to a person's skin, and those original designs on paper can be copyrighted. Some support might exist for the copyrightability of images on human flesh. In 2000, a New York district court held that a makeup artist was able to copyright her makeup designs for the musical Cats, even though the medium of expression was also the actors' faces. However, even though copyrightability was allowed, many of the policy concerns regarding copyrightability of tattoos are not implicated in the case of makeup, perhaps due to the impermanence of makeup on any actor's face. Even if Tyson's tattoo is found to be copyrightable, Warner Brothers may still run afoul of copyright laws. The tattoo appears in the movie both on Mike Tyson and in the likeness on the face of Ed Helms, one of the main movie characters. Warner Brothers argues that the tattoo as it appears on Ed Helms is a fair use parody of Tyson's tattoo. While we have to wait and see how the court decides the tattoo copyrightability issue, if tattoos do receive copyright protection, then I wonder if Whitmill and other tattoo artists have considered what it will be like when they are on the receiving end of copyright infringement litigation. After all, do tattoo artists clear their designs to ensure that they do not commit any underlying copyright infringement? I recall seeing someone sport a Tinkerbell tattoo the other day. Did the tattoo artist obtain copyright clearance from the Walt Disney Company before he did that? In copyright land, it might get a bit uncomfortable for the likes of Victor Whitmill. I'm Jay Kaysen.